get ready to go, because this is the Chet Show, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, hang on, I'm making a
on the train, headed back to Indiana.
I like how you say that.
You know, with a little cynicism, like, it may or may not be for you. I'm going to have a blast.
This is the beginning of a brand new Chad Matthew podcast. I know a lot of you have not heard me talk with so much passion before.
It's the beginning of a beautiful thing.
It's going to be an amazing friendship. It will. You're going to love me. Let's go. Falling into place, guys, with my very first episode, we're going to be talking about coaching, growing, believing and achieving with, of course, the one and only
Sepetoa
Mokhbera. Now, because I'm not a Persian, but even though I'm urgent to know your name, let us know your full name in your abbreviation.
Abbreviation. So it's pronounced Seper and the surname's Mokhberi.
Legitimately, we just caught up for the first time in
two years
in person since we've actually seen each other. And it's a really exciting time because you just posted something on your social media recently, and it basically jumped out at me and went, well, you are exactly where I was with you, full circle, that now you're going to move up another step and continue your journey. And I thought, the fact that I'm continuing my journey with this new step, and don't look confused. Look, this is the circle of life. The circle of life. The fitness and lifestyle of making it happen. And so when did you start your video presence? Like, did you think about that?
Was it 3 days ago?
So tell people what your video was about.
So a bit of background. I recently got a mentor and a online coach just to help me grow an online presence and also to take my personal training business online. And we're meant to do pledges and challenges every week. And these things have to fit a certain criteria. So one of the things is it's got to make you uncomfortable. It's going to push you, give you a bit of exposure and get people knowing about you. What I pledged to do for the next 7 days was to basically do a Facebook Live. I think we all were given that task to post a Facebook Live every day. Could be anything. And just to, I guess, get us out there and getting ourselves uncomfortable doing something that we normally haven't done. And that will enable us to, I guess, grow and be better, learn from that.
Yeah. No, because I really liked when you were so brutally honest with your audience and ultimately yourself by saying, this is scary. I'm scared of, you know, what this could do. And ironically, you know, you can still be kind of actively doing the same thing that was holding you back.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved. And I saw that and I was like, oh, great. I gotta contact you and just see where you're going with it. So with the coaching, what exactly is the uncomfortableism? Because that's what stood out for me. They make you uncomfortable. Like, you mean outside your comfort zone, or what are the processes and the modules that they're kind of utilizing or getting you to use besides the?
So we have to do fear-based challenges. And like I said, there's got to fit certain criteria, and basically it could be anything, right? Like, you, for example, most of us is just having that fear of like going online and thinking like, shit, what are people going to think? And just like the fear of being judged by others, or I guess like for me, it's just like fear of if I were to go online and do a Facebook Live, just that fear of like, shit, what if I make a mistake? The fear of like making a mistake in front of people and just embarrassing myself. But in fact, it's just like, it's all made in your head.
Isn't that the most interesting thing? Like, how we, you know, we think that we're going to falter on the only thing that matters, which is the productivity and doing it.
That's true. Yeah.
Doing it is actually the success, which counteracts the whole process of thinking.
Yeah.
Because doing the act of what the fear was about.
Yeah. And what we're supposed to be doing to help.
Yeah. No, I'm part of the resistance when it comes to being a fearful kind of guy. And I love talking about confidence and ego and kind of what that means for me. Because you know me from 3 years ago. And my confidence and ego were very, 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 very low from the leg accident that I had. Mm. Now, I had a leg accident where I was cooking lamb shanks, and the lamb shanks fell out of the oven, and I put my leg up, and lo and behold, there was a third-degree burn. And I was so in my own space and just in such a state at the time that I didn't want to go to the hospital. I didn't want to deal with it. It was kind of the start of my downward spiral and rock bottom, where it was just another thing that the world wanted me to know that I wasn't worthy of happiness, basically. And I refused to go to the hospital until I was made to go to the hospital, and I ended up having a surgery, and all that sort of stuff had created an even more of an obstacle, because now I wasn't able to be using all my limbs and my legs and enjoying all those things. I ended up going back to Fitness First and working at in a full-time role in reception. And Sep is a... Well, actually, you tell them a bit about yourself. How about we just kind of bounce here?
Yeah.
Because we've got a bit of a history. And the thing about today for me as well was kind of really intertwining this whole process of elimination, where your first step is the most important, because it really comes full circle back to what you wanted to achieve. Because here's Sep.
Yeah.
Now, sitting in a seat across from me, being able to see where I said I wanted to be
exactly
3 years ago.
Industry, exactly, entertainment. And,
yeah. Yep. And now I'm kind of, helping, you know, people. Able to root for you the same way, because I've said, I want you on my show.
Yeah.
Because what you did for me and how you inspired me was so important that I wanted you to be here so I could be part of your process.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so tell them a bit about like Fitness First and what you do.
I'm just curious, like what happened to the lamb shanks after?
Oh, do you know what? Okay, so I ate a lamb shank and it was bloody delicious.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Like, I was like,
it was one of the best lamb shanks I've ever had.
Did you eat one, or what was the process? Yes. So did you pick it back up, check if it was cooked?
Well, actually, okay, I quickly get to you the story. Yeah, so
I'm just curious.
I actually was staying. I wasn't even living with these people at the time. I was just staying them in between in this home that I'd found on Gumtree. This is in Melbourne, and I was about to move into another place, so I had nowhere kind of in between, and hotels were just getting expensive. So I ended up just staying with these guys, and I was kind of coming back from Canada, and I didn't get my PR, and that's another story, but I was really depressed. I was really depressed, and life was just, it was just really crappy. It was like everything was just not feeling good. Like it wasn't living my best life. I could tell you that much. And I picked up a drink, and I didn't think I ever put mixer in it. And I turned up the music so loud. And then these poor people came home. There was this hot mess.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally. Like the water just, it kind of splashed up the walls and everything. And I'm just sitting on the lounge covered in lamb shank and a burn. And I've got a drink in one hand,
lamb shank in the other.
And, you know, I can't imagine. Well, I do know what they thought, because they locked themselves in the room for 24 hours. And then, you know, basically asked me to leave. And of course, then I felt the world was even more against me. So it was like an onward spiral. And, you know, and that's why I'm so excited to share all these intricate moves and rewirings that I did, because I got myself into such a state and a situation because I was continuously doing the same things.
Same patterns were repeating.
Well, yeah, because I moved from there thinking that the world was against me when this was just a, this is a singleized, isolated problem.
Problem, yeah.
The, right?
Yeah.
I could have went to a hospital. Yeah. Everything would have been taken away. I've been in a bed and I would have been looked after.
Yeah. You'd lampshade, go to the hospital.
I didn't choose to do that. Yeah. I chose to go somewhere else, make it even more of a problem, and then almost ended up with a gangrene leg because I didn't go to the hospital for a week. I'm just so glad that I made that choice to slow down on my career and come to fitness first and meet you. And it was a real, it was a real journey there. I mean, I had a wild time. It was fun. We didn't kind of meet until, like, meet as in a PT kind of session for at least a few months.
Months, yeah, yeah. I remember you seeing you in the first day. You, they were like showing you guys around, and yeah, you seem, it was like a friendly guy.
Yeah.
You went out. Was it Kira?
Kira. Yeah. Is she still there?
Yeah, she's still there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Is she running the show now?
Then? No, she's not.
You said that so critically. I actually ended up with a crush on Sep, and Sep is a straight man, and and I've only seen him in his undies. I try. I was peering at him in the what do you call it? Change room. Do you remember? Do you remember? I ended up going on a date with a guy who looked exactly like you because I was so. I was so into Sep. No, I wasn't into Sep. I was into the fact that our relationship of him being such a supportive person at the time. And I had this huge conversation with, what's his name?
Simon.
And I'd spoken to him about it. He couldn't believe it. He goes, it's Sep. You know, I showed him the picture. And he was like, it's Sep. And I said, it's not Sep, but it'll have to do. We really developed a really concrete kind of bond that I really needed at the time. And I suppose that's what I want to ask you more about later on with this coach. Like, how did you pick them and how did you, like, what was the selection? But go back and tell a bit more about the Fitness First stuff and, like, what you do there and how long you've been there. And
so I've been close to, I think it's my fourth year now, almost October, becoming to my fourth year. Pretty much like back when I was at uni, I always had a passion for like training and keeping fit. And I would always go training with friends and I would think, maybe I could be a personal trainer. But at the time, I just never thought it was like a real career choice. And I just followed the path of go to uni, get a degree, get a job and work your way up and progress in that sense. So I did that. It was good. I had a good job. My first job out of uni, I worked for an IT company doing sort of sales and admin logistics, and it was really good. And then what happened when the company got bought out, and then basically that's when it started going downhill. I had didn't like my manager. He made things really hard for me. It was for a IT security distributor.
Okay.
So basically what they would do, they would buy like security appliances, like firewalls and...
Did you say that you had a degree in training or you did
science.
A degree in...
I finished a Bachelor of Science major in chemistry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So then there's brains in there as well.
Yeah, there is.
Not just a pretty...
Yeah. Bit of both. And then, I did something completely irrelevant to my degree because I just, knowing my personality, I wanted to get into a job like with sales related or something like that because I just thought that's where I would shine and do really well. And prior to that, I was working in a pharmacy doing like compounding, so actually using my degree, mixing potions and lotions and all that fun stuff.
You're still doing that.
Yeah. just in the backyard. What was really good though, when I first started working for that company, it was like their journey that they've been in. The two managing directors that kind of started really small. One of the guys would actually... have his warehouse was like his garage. So he would have like a telemarketer guy who would set up the appointments and then he would actually show up to the appointments and say, sorry, as the telemarketer guy, Andrew, he's actually sick, but I'm his boss, so I'll take it from here. And then he would just do the sales. So basically the guy's job was just to get him appointments. And then they started from a garage, eventually scaled up and did really well. And then what happened was they got bought out by this big global company for $10 million.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
So I just like looking up to what was really good when I first started working there was just like I had these two really good role models that I looked up to. I was like, these guys are successful because they've progressed. They've had their journey. And then when it merged, basically they both gave in their resignation. And I was like, well, I don't really look up. There's no one to look up to. And I don't really know the history of this company. And And also my manager was just, yeah, no personality. I couldn't really relate to him. And it was funny because I went out with one of my good friends, actually started personal training for about 6 months. And, you know, he's great shape, good guy, Alex Ritchie. And that weekend when I wasn't really happy with my job, I asked him, I said, look, how is personal training going? And he just said to me, he goes, look, it's the best job that I've had. Like, trust me, like if you were to do it, you'd do really well and you'll absolutely love it. So then the next week I came into work and just handed my resignation. Gave him my 4 weeks and then that was it. And then...
And these were, because these were new bosses and new
Bosses, new managers.
So you didn't have a relationship?
No one, no. They and all of our team from before, the people that I used to get along with, see every day, we all kind of got like all split up into different teams and different levels on the building. So it was just,
Did they not start like another company with their 10 million or do something very similar?
They did eventually do that, but like sort of like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So they poached a couple of the original people. They said, look, just hang in there. What we're going to do, we're going to start our own thing, but just hang in there for the meantime. Once we do build up, we will take you guys on board.
That's amazing you had that experience, because I'm not a lot of people get to see, feel, and be a part of an experience to see what growing something from a small box to ultimately being part of your life's dream, you know, and they obviously moved the goalposts because they started another company and they, you know, did more things. What was the big catalyst for you going from university to fitness by that experience?
Well, I guess what uni made me realize it was like, I can actually solve problems well. And at the time when I did go to uni, I think most people, they don't really know what they want to do after they finish uni.
Mm.
So for me as well, like I think I had a bit of pressure from my parents as well. Mum always wanted to see me in the outfit, you know, taking photos of me once I've graduated uni. So, and I was always good at science and maths at high school. So I just figured, put two and two together. I was like, well, if I'm good at science, I can just do a science degree. And then I looked at doing physics, but then I was like, it's too much maths.
Yeah.
And then like, that's why I chose chemistry. And then that happened. And then basically just made me realize that I had good skills for solving problems.
That was what stood out for me. When you said that was where I wanted you to go. Went there straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is part of the process of coaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got to have that foundation of reason to start. Because remember when we're on the phone, I said, I was driving here in a go-get and I was like to him, oh, you know, let's not talk. And then the next second I'm firing out a sentence.
Sorry, I thought you said you're not talking.
I said, don't talk. And then I need to talk to you. And I said that the hardest thing about coaching people or being coached sometimes is you see the value in 10 years time. But not many people see the value in starting now.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to be where they don't want to be now. They want to be them 10 years later.
Get
they
me
want
there the right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and no, the fact that you just said, oh, I saw the process of this before I finished, which was, problem solving.
Hmm.
Wasn't great at maths. That's okay. I liked science, got a bit more science. But the best thing was problem solving. And then you moved on. And I think that's really important about education from a person that hasn't been in the education system. I see a lot of and talk to a lot of people who come out of there not knowing what they really got out of it. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And thanks for sharing. That's because that's the stuff that I'm hoping that people kind of share, you know, what we forget to think about and what we forget is a purpose, and it's not always the final destination.
Because
that's a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want that story. Yeah. So you met this guy. Sorry, your friend. He was a trainer, and
persuaded me, and not really persuaded me. He'll just tell me the facts. What happened that week? I printed as I was at work. Actually, I just printed off like a resignation letter, handed in that morning. At the time, I was living out of home. Called the college, enrolled, had a good chat to the person who was the lecturer and basically managing everything at the time. Had a great chat and then organized that. And then called mum. I was like, mum, I'm going to move back home if that's all right. And then she said, look, we'd love to have you back at home. So I did that, went home, quit my job.
She regrets that now.
No, she loves it. Yeah. Clean the house every day.
Sorry.
Yeah. Get good dinners. And...
Oh, you talk about her line of work.
Did that, and then I think once I embarked on that journey of pursuing what I was passionate about, it's weird how, like, I guess you call it the universe or the world, everything just sort of like worked in my favor. Like, it's like I showed up to class every day. I was interested to learn. I was actually doing really well in my course. One day as well, like, I was actually going to Fitness First in Hornsby because I lived close to there. I was fixing up my accounts, my arrears for my account. I figured out, I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to be eventually working at Fitness First. I'm just going to see if I can get a job here as well. So I asked the girl reception, say, hey, look, is there any positions available? She goes, oh, actually, there is a girl that's leaving soon, which turned out to be her. So she said, if you like, just give me a resume and then I'll pass it on to the manager. So it was good. Then I got a job at Fitness First as well. So I was kind of in the fitness industry whilst I was learning to work in the fitness industry. Oh. So I was kind of doing a bit of sales as well, similar to what you were doing when you're working there, but a bit more sales orientated.
And what did you study in the fitness world of education?
Cert 3 and 4 in fitness. That's just the requirement you need to get into becoming a personal trainer.
You told me while we were working together, he used to tell me he was better at my job than I am.
I won awards.
He won awards.
Yeah, I got a piece of paper.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count when you're drawing them out the back.
Yeah. It's just a piece of paper. I got a laminated piece of paper. It's important. Look at it every day.
It is important to be awarded and
celebrate your victories.
Always celebrate your victories.
That was one of many.
And then basically, we met, and I'd come down there, and I remember having a meeting with you, and I filmed it, of course, behind the scenes.
I want to watch that. You still have those?
And you remember I had these big breasts, basically, and I was very overweight, and the thing was, I still had me inside, but I didn't truly feel. It wasn't so much the weight. I'd had this whole experience prior to meeting you that was just about beating myself up about being down and repeating.
Yeah.
That I kind of came to Fitness First at North Sydney because I wanted to feel what I felt the first time I ever went into a gym or Fitness First, where I'd actually work with them. And I do promote them freely because I'll tell you why I promote them freely. Let me tell you this, because this is an inspiration for me. And I'll never forget what that felt like, because feeling something and really being rewarded by that emotion is something that you just don't forget. It's like it's better than a first. It really is. And I walked in to Fitness First in my 20s, early 20s, and they were a lifestyle group. They were very much about lifestyle. You know, they've had 3 changeovers since, and they were just all about really getting into this zone of feeling really good about yourself and like having a direction and having a purpose to be there. You know, you weren't there for aesthetics. You were there for a life change.
Lifestyle. Yeah.
And that was what really, really got me the first time that I ever went in. I remember them asking for my name. Now they don't, but people say to me, I have to say Matthew now, because when I say Chad, they purposely make up a new name so I have to repeat myself, and I can't stand repeating myself. So I go, Matthew, and they go, Matthew, yes, that's right. When I say Chad, they're like, Ben, and I'm like, how does that even, anyway.
Are you deaf?
So I remember that feeling, and that has stuck with me. And it's funny what a brand does, and we'll get to this as well, because this is what we're talking about, you know, coaching, branding, like why people are attracted to your skills, to your name, to your energy, to your presence, to your charisma. And it's branding. It's really like it's you, right? And if you're a building, you need to also do that. And I think Fitness First really created that and instinctively in me. And I've always gone back. I've had a few bad experiences by people, but it hasn't tarnished the brand, because the brand has always stuck out for its mission of wanting to change lives. You can't change the people that come through the door, but the door can change the people who come through it. And I really, really love that. And so...
Where'd you get that part? Did you make that up yourself?
Just or? Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100% on that, yeah.
And that was why I came back to work. Like I you know, I came back from Canada. I'd been doing some stuff in LA and, you know, I'd kind of got a little taste of stuff that I wanted to do in my life. And then all of a sudden, you know, this just got ripped out from under me yet again. And, you know, someone down there underneath my foundation with a jackhammer. And, and you know, and I was really like in a really uneasy space. And I was like, I was really eager to just try and get out of this rut. But the problem with trying to get out of a rut and using the same old rusty tools is where you go wrong, right? This time around, I thought I'm going to come to the place that makes me feel good, but I'm going to get a coach. I want somebody else to tell me what I can do better. Because I had done the same things. I'd gone to the same places and they'd supported me with the same protection and the same installation and the same kind of like feeling, but I wasn't functioning better then. Yeah. I was functioning the same as.
Same, yeah.
And that was what really kind of changed for me was when I came up to you and, you know, I really was like, oh, I want to do this. And I'd come in, tell them, I came in with this, like, you asked me to write like a whole list of all this stuff that I've been.
You came with a list, yeah.
This list that I'm what I'm eating, what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it was a ridiculous thing. And you just looked at it and you thought, well, I don't know how you're going to get those results.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'd gotten other results from perseverance. Yeah. Right? Because perseverance, you get results with perseverance. Yeah. But it's like smashing your head up against a wall. Sometimes you just have to kind of just peel back and go, oh, I just can't keep going because these results aren't worth the effort.
Yeah, and it's not sustainable.
That's right, yeah. And so getting the coach situation happening with you really kind of, you know, changed things. And, yeah, like what was the experience for you working on me?
Am I being honest?
No, be honest. Tell them.
No, it was good. Yeah. It's like anything. It's like it's good. It's always exciting when you're sitting down with someone and you're hearing their story, like you explained, obviously, about the leg incident and how that sort of affected you. One thing that was clear for me is like as you trained, it wasn't initially, I think it was really about like the physical for you. I think you wanted to lose about 20 kilos from my memory. But I think one thing that stood out was just seeing the transformation mentally and you becoming
more,
yeah. That wasn't there before training. Yeah. No, yeah. And I think, no, was and I think that's what really stood out for me was the change in your energy that you carried with you. You became more confident. The weight wasn't really coming off at the rate that we thought that it would due to...
mention it because...
You enjoying half a block of chocolate every night.
I was, yeah. Like it was dark chocolate.
Still. Yeah.
It's like maybe if
calories is calories.
That's the next phase of nutrition, you know, and there's so many levels in a lifestyle change because it's a rewiring.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because you start to have little treats and then with anything, that little treat, it doesn't hit the spot. You need a little more treat.
More, exactly.
Yeah. And it's the same when you flip that coin and you start doing, you know, like say hiking or if you wanted to get adventurous, you know, you need the adrenaline and
it, you need a bigger hit next time.
You do. And the lifestyle life over an adventurous life or extroverted life or a fitness life is a lot more balanced. And it is about being coached, finding reason to re-coach yourself. Like you've got to believe that you don't know everything.
Exactly.
If you believe that you know everything and you're untouchable, you are so hard to coach. Yeah, you can't coached.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, exactly. You need to obviously know that there's more information out there and that you don't know everything. That's why you're at where you are. And in order for you to get to the next level, you need to be open to learning new things and to grow. Because then if you think that you know everything, then you can't grow and you can't progress. You think in your mind that you've already reached the maximum level that you can, and where can you go from there?
Exactly. And I think we've covered so much of our beginning. I think everyone kind of knows where we're at and knows that I, you know, was on top of a guy kissing him and looking into Sepp's eyes, even though it wasn't him. and feeling the full embrace of the one who was helping me change my life. Coaching for you now.
Yep.
What got you into, like, what was the process? What was the thought? Why did you pick up the phone or tap away on the keys and go, I want to do this?
Like, as in with a business coach?
Like, where were you before you put your first foot forward in this new journey? Like, where were you mentally, emotionally, like all that?
So I think when this whole corona situation happened, I think a lot of people got affected. My business took a big hit as well, as so did every other trainer, because you know, a lot of people don't want to come out to train. That's one of the first things, like, no, I'm going to stay indoors because I don't want to get sick. Even though they should be getting out training just because it's going to be good for their mental health as opposed to being inside isolated. Sure, that's not good for your mental health. It's going to drive you mad.
And also utilizing things that possibly calm you down or feel like they do.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so I tried a couple of different things. It's because I had a lot of free time, which is good. So I got into, I'm not sure I started an e-commerce store, like a drop shipping. So essentially you find a product and you do some marketing. You find basically products that are popular and they're in demand due to, could be anything. And you promote it well, you market it well, and you buy it from the manufacturer for, let's say, cost price. You put your margin 3 or 4 times the price. And then you...
So basically don't buy from him.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people do it successfully. So, yeah. It's not even me. It's just the brand.
I just hiked the price 3, 4, 5 times.
5 times.
But that's what it's like. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So it's like basically it's like I'm a middleman. So like, what do I get? There was like this special glue that fixes windscreen. So I found that it was a hot product. I was getting it for $1 something and I was selling it for, $15.99.
Is that the stuff you squeeze into and it just fades away the crack?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was like super glue or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So I paid for a course to learn about dropshipping and e-commerce. And so it taught me like Facebook ads, how to run ads and how to promote and do marketing. And they got a guy to make a video ad for my product as well, made a website. Pretty cool. So investing some money into ads, got some sales, and then after a few days, it made some sales. So I kind of broke even with my ad spend and I made like $50 after that. And I was like, geez, like, so I did all that just for $50. And then, so basically I shut the store down, I stopped the ads. And then I thought, you know what am I doing here? I'm getting sidetracked here. I should be focusing on my strengths, which is what I'm currently doing, coaching people, helping people get in good shape, both physically, mentally.
Selling a product that people really do need.
Need, exactly. Not some like gimmicky.
No.
Yeah, yeah. You want a windscreen?
There's enough cracks in all of us.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough glue for that. Yeah, we need real lifestyle change.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. 100%. So, I just did that. And then I was actually, I was a bit down. So I was driving to work. So what I usually do, I'd like to listen to podcasts or read audiobooks just to like give me perspective, right, when I'm feeling down. I listened to this podcast and they brought the guy who hired as my business coach. So he talked about his journey, how he basically was abused as a child and didn't have really good role models, but then he sort of moved out at a young age. He excelled in like athletics and he was quite academic. Basically started a first business, sold that, then started like a coaching business, sold that for, I think it was like 10 million or so. And then he traveled for a bit, did some retreats. So then he said, look, at the end of the podcast, I said, look, guys, I'd really appreciate if you were to like reach out to me and just let me know how you found this podcast. And that would really make me feel great because I think at the end of the podcast, they asked, how would people get in touch with you? So I looked him up and funnily enough, I've seen that guy before many, like a couple of years ago, like a year ago. Was it 2 years ago? Sorry. And he had his own coaching agency.
In person you saw him or?
I saw him online on like Facebook ads. And I actually signed up. I watched a couple of their webinars when he did have that business online. So I reached out to him, sent him a message, and then he messaged me back, said, hey, how's your business going? I'm running some workshops for people that would be potentially interested in working with me. So I said, sure, I've got time. What can I lose? You know, there's nothing I can lose from here. So reach out to him, had a good chat. Then we had a Zoom call. So basically he gave me his experience, showed me some case studies. He said, look, watch this video. And it was basically about a few people that have worked with them in the past and what the results they've got. Yeah, then we did a second Zoom call and then he said, look, so where are you at with this? I kind of was like a bit scared in a sense because I thought that he's going to try to sell me something. And he just said, look, all I want to know is just to get to know you and see where you're at with this. So yeah, at the end of the conversation, everything, I developed trust and it went well. And he said, this is my package. I'm willing to, I do like a 12-month package where we work together. I've got modules. We do like weekly webinars, challenges. And then I was really scared because I had to put up a big sum of money up front. And in my head, I said, you know what? Just like, you got to take these big steps in life if you want to progress and there's nothing's guaranteed. So, and one thing he did say, he said, if you follow the process, if you do everything like I said, like I set it out for you, you're going to make X amount by the year. And also you're going to launch a successful online business and you're going to be able to help a lot of people.
In saying that, just to give people, you know, enough fire, but also a little bit of resilience in making good decisions. What was the process for you in like parting with the money? Because obviously you're a smart guy. You've done a lot of educational stuff in the past. Yep. You're a little bit sure of exactly what you wanted. So you kind of knew that, okay, if I'm putting my money out, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
But just so people who might be doing it for the first time or who aren't sure, and obviously there's a lot of people asking for money first, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what was your process there? Like, what would you say would be the best process?
It's kind of different because we're all different, right? Like, we all have different habits and beliefs around money. So, for example, like me and someone else would probably be both in the same financial situation. However, we might have a different thought process or relationship with money and different behaviors. So like, for example, I like to just jump at things, take risks and take leaps, whereas someone else may not be on that end. And even though they might have more money than me, they'll be a bit more resistant to do that. So I think it's, first of all, it's a bit dependent on the type of personality you are.
So value before money, really.
Right, exactly. Yeah. For me though, what I did see was I saw the value in that. Although I haven't had a business coach in the past, and when I did give him the full amount of money up front, because he did have like a couple of different options in my head, I said, no, like I'm doing this. I've got money. I'm throwing it in there. Even though if it's most of my savings, I'm going to take a leap because I'm committed to making this work.
Yeah.
And I was really scared. So like I put the money in his account and then in my head, I'm thinking, oh no, what do I do? Can I get a refund? And I was like, no, like you've committed, like you're committed. You're going to make this work.
Before or after?
After I put it, I'm like, oh no.
No, like had you done like a single thing first or the minute that you transferred? No,
because I, my bank, I had a limit of like $5,000. So I put $5,000 in his account. Then I had to go and extend my limit and then put the remainder of the money. It was like pretty much close to $20,000 all up.
Yeah.
So I just went, put that in. After I put the $15,000, I'm like, oh no. Am I doing the right thing here? But then
how many days? I just want to do something might work or might not. How long do you think you've been thinking about coaching? So from the moment that you did, just put in a day.
Getting coached or coach?
How many years or what months or weeks or whatever had you thought about it?
Of hiring a coach.
Throw out a number, a year, 2 years?
A year.
Okay, a year, 365 days.
Yes.
Right. So so let's just put into perspective of someone who's been maybe doing, because you've been in the industry anyway, of where you wanted to go.
Yep.
And so someone who's just, you know, because a lot of people, we're in a good position right now in the world. There's so many people who are offering ways to excel, right? There's not just school. There's not just TAFE. Yeah. There's not just college. There's not just university. There's actually people out there with the world of knowledge who can exactly. actually give you one-on-one, not at the back of the room,
yeah.
or distance education.
Yeah. Like over about, Zoom, exactly, online, yeah, yeah. modules, yep.
So the thing I was going to test was like, you know, how many days, weeks, years, months, and then you then multiply it by whatever the number is to how much you've got to put out. And then go, okay, well, how much is a coffee? So every day I bought a coffee.
Coffee, exactly.
And all the times that I've wanted to do this. So if I had done it, that goal of mine a year or 10 years from now, would I be there if I didn't have that coffee and put it towards the education that I needed?
So it's like what? It's like about $400 a week. $380 a week, yeah, right?
Which is in the PT business if you're doing well.
Four sessions.
And then this will get you to a completely different world of you know, I mean, you're not the best example of someone who sat around for very, very long thinking about it.
Yeah.
But you're a great example of someone who is very productive in assessing what they need first. Yeah.
And I think just to give the people a bit of perspective around like the running a business as a personal trainer, what happens is like you kind of hit this peak, right? So initially, this is what I explained to my friends and people that obviously don't know the business. I said like initially what happens is you've got to expend so much energy to go up the hill to get to, let's say, 30 sessions, 40 sessions, which is what you want to make, making, let's say, around 120, 150 grand a year, which is like pretty good. But then you've spent all this energy and now you've hit this limit and then you're looking at the next peak, which you've got to make, and you're already exhausted because you're doing 10-12 hour days doing sessions. Now you have no more energy left. So you're doing all this time, spending all this time in the business that you can't really work on the business.
What is the peak? Sorry. Is the peak?
Peak in terms of like sessions done during the day.
Right.
So
peak time of sessions.
Yeah. So like, right. So peak of growth of your PT business. So you essentially, if you were to do the traditional method of one-on-one training.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing one-on-one training, I know some people do about 50 sessions a week, which is ridiculous.
Right.
Obviously that's going to lead to burnout and you don't want that. You want to show up every day and have a lot of energy.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what I mean by the peak is like where your input of, think about like energy as currency and you've got $100 to spend every week. You're already spending $100 just on running a business. So you've got no energy left to go have fun. You can't really do much during the weekend because you're so tired. All you need to do is just sleep and rest so you can recoup. And then you've got all the other things that you've got to do for your business, such as like writing programs, et cetera. And the problem is you can't, once you get to this point, it's kind of hard to scale unless you...
Don't leave that out.
Yeah.
Writing programs.
Yeah.
Like explain, like, because this is still on par, on track. You know, writing programs, that how much time would a program be to that hour incorporated?
Yeah. So you're seeing someone for, let's say, 2-3 times a week. Every month, 6 weeks, depending on the person, you would need to spend at least like an hour and a half, depending on the complexity of the individual. Let's say if you've got some injuries or you need to work around something, to sit down and plan a program. And it's not like a one size fits all solution. Everyone's different, but then how there's so many different variables that go into it. You got to think, okay, this person's got a busy month, or he's going to be traveling a lot, so he's not going to be sleeping well, he's not going to be eating. And so these are all the factors that you got to take in, and it's fine tune the program so that it works for that particular individual. And that's why it makes it a bit hard. So then you're sitting down, and there is times where I've as people do, like to overthink situations make it a lot harder. Yeah. So you sit in there for like 2 hours, you're like, no, I want to get this right. And then you do the program. So to answer your question, you know, you've got to spend at least like 1 to 2 hours every month program with someone. And let's say if you've got 40 clients, 1 to 2 hours every month, let's just say 2 hours, so that's 80 hours a month you divide it by. So that's about another 20 hours a week.
And what I wanted Sep to really highlight here is this is not fitness coaching. This is PT training.
Yeah.
This is how much work goes into to seeing you for hopefully, if you've got your towel, your water bottle, and yourself together for that 55 minutes, which you're spinning your hope and dreams on, getting the dream body and attitude. If and only if you walk out that door and continue with the same amount of energy as your personal trainer has come to offer you with all its fruitful of plenty. Isn't it true though? And that's kind of what I really, really kind of admire about you, and also what I admire now about you continuously wanting to better yourself and grow. Because I'm very much in the same boat, and I love to find inspiration in what other people are doing to better themselves. It's like I just see it so beneficial to have admiration. I really do. Like I've never been a person who kind of has ever questioned my ability over somebody else's.
Yeah.
I've always really been encouraged by other people's abilities. I'm like, wow, you know, that's so awesome. Like,
and that's how it should be, you know? So you shouldn't never compare yourself to someone else, because you and that person are completely two different beings and you both have a different journey.
No, because you just said it took you 2 hours to write something specific. Yeah.
Maybe for you three. I had to read through 12 pages.
You did. that was just the index.
Yeah. But that's like, if you want, like, that's, I'm talking like 1 to 2 hours. Like, that's like 2 hours is like a long time that you want to be doing. Ideally, over time, you get a bit more efficient, and most people that you work with are quite easy to work with. But then, like I said, you do get the odd case, that person that requires a little bit more tailored programming, because you've got to factor in so many different like things about their lifestyle, rest, nutrition, things like that can sort of get in the way of your training.
So coming back full circle around, we've done a few circles,
first
haven't
circles,
we?
First circles, yeah.
that's been great. Well, we've only just caught up after 2 years. The coaching part that I'm really interested in for you was where you said you put your money down, you wanted to withdraw the funds.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah. Oh, so like after I paid him the money.
Yeah. What's happened to you since you put the money?
Oh, gave the money to him. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. We did a call and I'm trying to think back. So did that, had a chat to him, gave him the money. So how you, and then he said, when you pay this, you're going to feel really scared until Tuesday. And Tuesday we had a call. And that's when we were sort of figuring out what kind of people that I'm going to be targeting and working with when I launch my successful online training business. By Tuesday, I was like terrified. I was like, oh no, what's happened? So then I got on the call with them. We sat down.
At least
down.
You knew that was no planes out of Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I knew where to go. No. And I complete trust in them. Like, I think you can just tell, right? Certain people you can just tell who's shady and, you know, they're trying to sell you something and they're not genuine. You can just gauge that, right?
Well,
intuition.
Trust your intuition.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can trust that you feel something bad, you should trust when you feel something
exactly.
good.
Exactly. And for me, I'm a good judge of character, and I knew that the energy and my intuition was telling me, like, this is something that you can trust.
Plus you'd seen him around
on
the tracks as well.
Exactly, track record, case studies.
So then what happened?
So then we had a chat on Tuesday and asked me how I was feeling about the whole situation. And I told him I was honest with him. I said, look, to be honest, I was a bit scared. But and then he talked to me about some experiences, talked to me about his experience. And he said, look, the reason I do this and the reason the price is what it is because I can guarantee you a result. I've had people with me that have continuously worked with me for 3 or 4 years. Here are the people. So I reached out to them. I asked them questions, and every one of those people said, look, I've worked with Ryan for 3 years. He's a phenomenal coach, really experienced. And as we worked together, and then during that chat as well, when I was having with him on the Tuesday, we really sat down and went through everything that I need to be focusing on. He gave me some like homework to do. He said, I want you to read this book, read this. as a part of the whole training with him, because we've got a Facebook community group where we're all sort of posting in there. If we've got any questions, we're posting in there. If we're scared or feel vulnerable, we post in the group, and it's a safe space for everyone to sort of communicate amongst one another and just like lift each other up, right?
That's what this is now. I'm creating a community. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Yeah, safe spaces. Yeah.
And just help lift each other up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo! And so there's that. And like I was mentioning before about the Facebook Lives. So in one of the challenges that we've got to do every day was to post a Facebook Live into the group. On our own private...
On your
Facebook,
social media.
Yeah, social media, exactly. And the first time I was so nervous and scared doing it. I think I was full red in the face.
You weren't red in the face. Yeah. I thought it was your shadow talking. Yeah, it was so dark in the background.
Yeah. It was in my backyard. You can hear my dog.
I could.
Barking. I locked him inside so I can have a few minutes.
I thought, well, at least there's someone down there confident in that video.
Feed me.
So where are you now in this process? Like, how long has it been since you started up with him? And
1 week now. So 1 week.
Did you feel exactly what he thought you would on the Tuesday? No.
I don't know what he thought that I feel, but no, like I was scared, like he said, like he was right about that. Yeah. So he did, he knew, he anticipated and he knew how I would be feeling, and he coached me through that as well. He said, this is what you're going to be feeling. And I think one thing that gave me a bit of like reassurance was, like, he said that you're going to be scared up until Tuesday. And I was scared up until Tuesday. So he knew that what was going to happen. And then when we chatted, we were honest, obviously, with each other. And he kind of coached me through it. And he said, we're going to chat again on Thursday. What we're going to do is we're going to find out exactly, give you actionable steps for you to take.
Mm.
So that you can find your ideal clients that you're going to be working with and help, and who you're best suited to work with online, given your experience. And
what sounds really good about your experience there is how that network and community was available to you straight away.
Yeah.
So at least you had people to reach out to if there was like any kind of doubt or fear.
And that's the thing, right? So that's, I guess, builds trust when you've got a community.
Community.
Yeah. Freaking out. Yeah. Can you say it one more time? Yeah.
Community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was great. And I think the whole, I've learned so much in this week from that. And I'm rocking up to my sessions with a bit more energy. Like slowly on my way to becoming the person, the leader and the coach that I need to become when I'm successful in my online business, and I'm carrying that energy in, because I think when this whole corona happened and I lost that energy when I first started, and then I became successful when I was doing a lot of sessions, I had this energy and this drive to succeed even more. And then I think this whole situation.
Do you do vision boards?
Vision boards. I did actually. Yeah. I've got a vision board in my room. And that's another thing as well that I've gone on to. He's told me a few ways to sort of tweak it.
Write down things, thoughts.
Write down things, but also like look at the ideal people that I want to help.
Because that's the one thing.
Yeah.
Like you want something to be real.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah.
And it's real straight away.
Yeah.
Right? It might not be as factual,
mm.
but it comes out of your mind into the reality.
Yeah.
And then if you start practically bringing things from your conscious into reality, it's so strange how you start seeing what we call signs because you keep leaving them for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very strange. Like you start writing things down and
you start noticing
them. And you start giving yourself signs, which gives yourself fuel, gives yourself energy, and you start doing things a little bit quicker. It's it's really great to do that.
That's why a lot of people do like you said, vision boards, or they'll do like affirmations where they'll say positive things to help themselves get in the also just to remind themselves and their own strengths, so that carries them forward on their journey to going after their goals.
Well, I don't know, Sepp. It's been wild seeing you. It has. I really.
Thanks, man. It's been great.
It has. I've really enjoyed everything that you've covered today and shared, And I think that you've added a lot of value to this community that I want to grow. So I'm really appreciative of that.
Grateful, man.
You better be coming back and talking more and sharing more, because I think you got a lot to offer. And the more product that you can like try to insist on and put out there and talk about and start a communication, you start really bringing it into tuition. You know, yep, exactly. It really starts coming alive.
Exactly. And whatever you put out there will come back to you.
Yeah, because you're creating. They're creating those openings, those opportunities.
Yeah, or law of attraction, or whatever the energy that you put out, you will receive.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're positive and you're putting positive energy out there and you're helping people are going to reach out to you and help you out as well. It's just this crisis back and forward.
So what do you want to say to the people to let them know how to go, where to go, what to do, how to make you feel like you're the thunder from down under?
the message to people is just, I guess, keep learning, keep pushing forward, keep progressing. If you're not happy with something, you know,
change it.
Change it, exactly.
Nothing changes.
And if you can't change it, if you don't know how, hire someone that's an expert in that field that can help you and carry you forward. Because it's really valuable. Obviously, not just in fitness. If it's your business that's not doing well, talk to a business coach. You know, if your marriage isn't doing well, go talk to a marriage counselor. You know, this can go.
Or your partner.
Oh, that too. You know, after you exhaust. Yeah. Do you know, I think it's there's people out there that are experts, and I think just find out someone that's willing to help you or someone that's an expert in that field.
Be willing to be open to more information than what you already know. It is so important, guys. I really hope that you've got the most out of this session. I know I have. Catching up with you, being inspired yet again, and here we are on two different journeys but still going the same direction. So high five.
Ooh.
See you guys. Have a great one. And I hope to bring you so much more joy, because we're going to live life, love, life, and joy life. Why? Because you gotta. We can start all over in our